News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Morning. Should you pay smokers to quit the habit? €400 is the figure that has been suggested following research by the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland and the HSE's Tobacco Free Ireland programme. Dr. Garrett McGovern, Medical Director at the Priority Medical Clinic in Dundrum. He's a GP addiction specialist as well. They say it's cost effective. Do you agree, Garrett?
I don't know. I don't know what the research is on it. I would be largely in favour of it in the sense that I have seen it work in drug treatments sort of setting where people would give urine tests for cocaine-free urine results, and it seems to be quite effective in that in terms of the evidence base. I suppose one of the questions I would have, what counts as not smoking? So if you're on nicotine replacement therapy, if you vape, does that count as not smoking? I would consider that it does, but I don't know. It wasn't in the detail of this study.
Where myself and Ciara have issues with this is, are you incentivizing something that is impossible to police? I mean, how are you going to convince, how are you going to prove that they're off cigarettes?
Yeah, there are sort of ways, there are sort of markers in tobacco where if you tobacco smoke that it will be absent in samples, whether it's a saliva sample or it's a urine sample. Nicotine is a little bit different because there's a metabolite of nicotine coated in which will show up whether you're on NOT or you're smoking, so that won't work. And I suppose the question is, how long do you follow people up? Because many people who try and quit smoking don't reach their goals, sadly. You know, within a year, many people are back smoking. So I don't know how you police it from that point of view. But I think one of the things it does do is it gets people to think about quitting, which is, maybe that might be the catalyst for them. So I have to say, I think it's a very novel idea, and it'd be interesting to see if it's going to be implemented.
Mm. The other side of this, and we were talking about it earlier, is we've got vapes that are freely available. We've got young people who are starting vaping who've never touched tobacco or nicotine before. And we have snus, which is something that is sneaking quite happily and under the radar and will probably eventually replace vapes when vapes are outlawed. Are we looking at the wrong end of the spectrum here?
I don't think so. We don't actually have snus in Ireland. It's actually their nicotine pouches. Snus is actually tobacco. They've gone large on it in Sweden. I think the smoking prevalence in Ireland is about 18%. I think it was 17%. Sitting around that number in Sweden, it's 5%. And they've gone big on snus. But snus is actually tobacco. I don't have a view on any of these things in terms of whatever works for somebody is good enough for me. It's just that we still have 6,000 deaths a year in Ireland as a result of smoking. It's not because of snus, it's not because of vaping. I think we really need to make inroads into that. And, you know, we're looking at very lofty goals of tobacco-free Ireland. I mean, at one stage it was 2025, now it's 2030, would it be 2040? We've got to make inroads to get those numbers down who are smoking, because that's the real killer.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there for now. Dr. Garrett McGovern, Medical Director at the Priority Medical Clinic in Dundrum. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.